Morning Watch. Making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming, week one. Making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming by loving his appearing and not loving the present age. Saturday. Related verses. 2 Timothy 4:8. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, with which the Lord, the righteous judge, will recompense me on that day. And not only me, but also all those who have loved his appearing. Revelation 22:12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to render to each one as his work is. 1 Corinthians 16:22. If anyone does not love the Lord, let him be accursed. The Lord comes. 2 Timothy 4:18. The Lord will deliver me from every evil work, and will save me into his heavenly kingdom, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Revelation 17:14. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they who are with him, the called and chosen and faithful, will also overcome them. Revelation 22:20. He who testifies these things says, yes, I come quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Related reading. We will receive a reward because we love his appearing. To love the Lord's appearing and to love the Lord himself are inseparable. If we truly love the Lord, we will love his appearing. All those who love the Lord and forsake everything for him love also his appearing, that they may receive his reward. Those who do not love the Lord, but love the world or love sin, are afraid of the Lord's coming. Therefore, loving the Lord's appearing is a proof that we love the Lord and live for him today. Hence, it also becomes a condition for us to receive his reward. If we genuinely love the Lord, we must love his appearing, that is, his coming. John 21 reveals the matter of loving the Lord. There the Lord asked Peter three times whether he loved him. 2 Timothy 4 reveals the matter of loving the Lord's appearing. If we genuinely love someone, we will eagerly expect that one's coming. If we say that we love someone yet push him away from us, our love is false. If we love the Lord, we will surely love his appearing. 1 Chronicles 16:22 connects loving the Lord to his coming. The word in the Greek text rendered, the Lord comes, can also be translated, our Lord come. In this verse, Paul is strong, not only in declaring that we must love the Lord, but also in praying for the Lord's return. In this verse, the two items, loving the Lord and the coming of the Lord, are connected. Hence, when we declare that we love the Lord, we must realize that our declaration also means that we love his coming. We may declare, Lord, I love you, and thus I love your appearing. I desire your coming. There are three different Greek words used in the New Testament to refer to the Lord's coming. Although all three words are almost always translated come, the sense of the Greek word is different. One of these three Greek words is parousia, which means presence. This means that to love the Lord's coming is to love his presence. However, some may ask why we are waiting for the Lord's presence if, according to Matthew 28:20, the Lord is with us all the time. In other words, since we have the Lord's presence, why do we still desire his presence? It is impossible to answer this question in a doctrinal way. It is a fact that the Lord is with us, and it is also a fact that he is coming. In 2 Timothy 4:8, Paul says that the crown of righteousness is laid up for all those who love the Lord's appearing. We must tell the Lord, Lord Jesus, I love you and I love your appearing. Because I love you, I love your appearing. However, to love the Lord's appearing does not mean that we should not live a normal life. Rather, the more we love his appearing, the more we need to live a normal life today. Furthermore, we should await the Lord's coming when he will transfigure the body of our humiliation to be conformed to the body of his glory, and will lead us into his glory so that we may fully gain and enjoy him. As those who love him, take him as our life, live in him, and magnify him in our bodies, we should await his coming and love his appearing. This should be our heart's desire and our living, as those who expect to enter into his glory and enjoy him.